Kathy cramps.
Aww.
Aww.
Our cycles have synced.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts.
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Good.
What are we drinking, James?
We are about to enjoy some Red's Black Cherry Apple Ale.
Fuck yeah,
damn right, we're gonna.
I better enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here I go.
Yep.
With natural flavors and caramel color.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy the shit out of that.
Wow.
A bit of
God
all right.
Damn, that's tasty.
Yeah, that. Oh, shit. We have three more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. They come in a sixer.
Not anymore.
Ooh, daddy. Now that is.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I am all about that.
Oh, fucking $7.
Even Jenna's all about that.
Mm-hmm. I fucking love it. Yeah. Well, it's a cider.
It's an ale.
I thought it was like a particular means of making cider.
No, it is an ale.
It is?
Yes.
There is like zero hops in this.
Huh.
There can't be any hops in this because I'm not tasting it.
I don't taste any either. Well, however it's made, it's fucking good.
This'll work.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That'll do.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start this episode by profusely apologizing to our good friend Evan.
Yes.
So, last week we did, we got a postcard, and it had Fast Five on it, so we were like, mm-hmm. We're going to do this thing, and I was really excited, only to discover that it was only one of two postcards, and we got the wrong one.
The wrong one first.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We got the other one today.
Yeah.
Oh man, it would have been so fucking suspenseful if that had happened in the opposite order.
Literally a week later. Like, this thing is stamped on the 19th.
Yeah.
So, Evan, I'm so sorry. The post office is fucking stupid and fucked this up for us.
Yep.
But I do want to read what is on here.
Yeah.
It says, after the questions, which, by the way, we'll go through really shortly.
Yeah.
It does say, been a while, fell off when Matt went MIA.
Oh, well.
Thanks for coming back.
So did Matt.
Yeah.
Thanks for filling my noise-canceling headphones when the air compressor comes on.
Aww.
I know, right? So, just to kind of go through what exactly the questions were.
Yeah.
Exactly. The first one was red or green.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the, would you rather fight goblins or orcs?
Yeah.
The second one was skin or scales. And was the better villain a human or dragon? Third one was, what is this, toys or imagination, and that's the RPGs with minis or not.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth is inside or outside dungeons or open fields, and the fifth was digital or analog, and that's video games or tabletop.
Fuck, so I would have gotten all of these wrong. I would have changed my answers on every fucking one of these. Shit.
But, that is, those are the questions to the answers that we answered last week.
Uh-huh.
So, again, thank you so much, Evan, for sending these out.
Super delightful.
Yeah, we did fuck that up a little bit just because I didn't realize that there was two postcards coming in. And I have to say, I talked about the other postcard last week. The monster in my pocket.
Quite handsome, yeah.
This one has the Fremont Troll from Seattle.
Ooh.
Which is pretty dope.
Fuck yeah, it is.
So, thank you again, Evan.
Looks kind of like my orangutan.
I feel like they could be friends.
Yeah. So. We're gonna make them make out now.
Indeed.
Oh, yep. Whoa.
So that happened. Oh, look, the
beholder is...
The beholder is beholding that.
You know what they say about beauty.
Okay, that got creepy now. That got creepy.
All right. Good.
All right.
So anyway, that was the housekeeping that I wanted to do. So now let's get back to what have we been up to.
Let's
go first.
Oh, Jesus fuck.
I got quick shit.
Good.
All right. I've been trying to watch spooky shit and just kind of like revel in the season and make the most of it, which involved watching The Haunting of Hill House.
Mm-hmm. We've heard a lot of people say good things.
I have mixed emotions. I think it was extremely well executed. I have qualms of a stylistic nature, not a technical or social thing. You'd have to watch it to know. I spoke to the Glovers about it. They have the same
qualms.
The same kind of qualms. Yeah, it was. Okay. Molly was like, "Oh, this thing though," and I went, "Yep, all right." But then this other thing was awesome, and I was like, yeah, it fucking was. So there's, yeah, it's really, it's good though.
Movie reviews by James Fairbairn.
Right. It's like disliking one kind of Skittle is the thing. You just go through the bag and you
fuck
like
the brown ones.
And
I don't think you know
honey,
how Skittles. Oh,
nope.
Oh,
nope.
Are there brown Skittles? I picked a random color.
I get it.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. So
no, legitimately, are there
we know.
No.
Yep.
Are there any brown Skittles?
No.
Okay.
Yep.
No, M&M's are the ones that are brown.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think Skittles
taste
like chocolate?
You're just guessing, aren't you?
No, okay. Not at all. But Skittles and M&M's both come in many different colors.
Somebody mixed them.
There's a name for that. Like,
evil?
That's a thing that you do, and there's a name for
which
it.
Which confuses me, because they don't look the same at all.
They
M&Ms
look similar enough.
No, M&Ms are a much larger, flatter disc, and Skittles are tinier diameter with more of a bulge.
But I think people just walk by, see that there's a bowl full of candy, grab a fistful, and chuck
it
in.
Pretty obvious. Like, instantly.
You're pretty obvious.
You want to know why I don't think it's
the most evil
thing?
No. Actually, hold on. I'm going to back up right now.
Okay.
Because this is a legitimate thing. Because I am deficient in the color area,
yeah.
I focus more on other aspects,
oh, sure.
Like shapes.
That makes complete sense.
So,
like, people who are... who have bad vision in one eye tend mm-hmm. to focus on shading and other visual mm-hmm. cues to determine distance.
Right, exactly.
Sure.
Colorblind people are actually better at seeing camouflaged things.
That makes complete sense.
So.
Yeah. It also...
So I was about to get all indignant about the M&M thing, and then I was just like, no, wait, it's probably literally because my eyes are stupid.
I mean, that's... it means that you are better at other things.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
Sure. Anyway.
Yep. So.
It's called S&M. That's what it is.
I get it. So,
which, by the way, some of these questions that people have about Skittles and M&Ms are stupid. Like, what's the difference between Skittles and M&Ms? That's an actual question on fucking Reddit.
Huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Then another show that I just started watching a little while ago is Hilda.
Yes.
It's a cartoon and it's fucking amazing.
Is it just like I randomly? So in the morning, my wife takes my daughter to school.
Yes.
And because I didn't work until 10 and now I don't work, and because I didn't want to fucking wake up at 6 in the morning. So.
Right.
Nobody.
But
she has to anyway.
But
so.
My son needs to wake up.
Yes.
Because my son and my daughter sleep in the same room. And if my son has a, you know, wakes up 2 hours after my daughter, then he's going to go to bed 2 hours after her.
Fuck.
And that's not fucking fair to her at
no.
all. So they need to be on the same sleep schedule.
Yep.
Right.
So my son needs to be awake when she is.
Yeah.
So what happens is we all get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then after my wife takes my daughter off to the bus stop, we crawl into bed, and I turn on Netflix, and he watches, you know, cartoons I doze.
That sounds fucking fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. It's been working fine. But just one day, I just saw this thing, and I was like, what is this, you know, animated thing? And I was just like, fuck it, whatever. And I hit play on it. Fuck.
Yes.
Like, the first episode, I was like, what is this? Like, some Scandinavian, like, fairy shit
it's,
going on.
Yeah.
And it's... good.
Yes. It is the wonderful, beautiful child of stylistically and like story wise of Steven Universe and Gravity Falls. So if you like those two things, this is the apex where those lines cross, and it's fucking great. It's also cute as motherfucking shit.
Oh my god,
yeah.
Absolutely. It's
holy
adorable.
Fuck.
But it's got all of the classic like Scandinavian fairies, like it's
trolls
got trolls and giants and gnomes and
nice.
And things like that. And
and
this, you know, girl, Hilda, lives in this town of Trollberg and like meets all these different fairy creatures and you know, gets in various adventures with them. And it's fucking adorable and awesome. I'm just like, holy shit. Like, my kids love it, and I love it.
Yes. The way that they draw things that are small compared to the how the camera views it, like some of the creatures, and when Hilda is far away from the camera, it's the fucking cutest thing, and I can't deal with it. It's too much. It's melting me. I'm like, I'm still charmed inside by how cute it fucking is.
But she just takes it all in stride, because for her, it is normal.
Yeah.
That does sound like Steven Universe.
And she has a pet, and it's so adorable.
Yes.
It's a deer fox. It's a tiny fox with antlers and little hooves. Tiny hooves.
Yep.
I can't. It's real cute.
And she lives with her mother.
Yeah.
I see
she's got a deadbeat dad. I see why she's so imaginative.
but again, like, her mother is also just like, you know, like the first episode that they're getting like attacked by these invisible creatures.
Yes.
And her mother is like, we can't keep doing this. We need to move back into town.
Yep.
Because we're out here in this cabin and we don't have any protection from these fairy creatures. So, like, we need to, and so, like, the girl, like, figures shit out. But, like, the mom, again, just all of the characters, like, there's fucking trolls and gnomes and shit out there, and that's just normal.
That's just life.
Yeah, and it's not like a snuffleupagus thing where it's like people don't believe it. Everybody knows that these things exist, and it's just, that's life. And so there isn't a lot of what I expected, which is like the fish out of water thing. But I love it. It's real good, and it's making me very happy.
No, I can completely agree.
Yeah.
Completely agree.
Yes. And then the new Castlevania is out, and I haven't watched it yet.
Mm.
But I am pumped as a motherfucker. Because I watched the first four episodes of it, expecting it to just be dreck. And it is definitely, like, it's full of high drama, but holy shit were those first four episodes really good. And I am excited.
Yay!
For the next few.
Yes.
Okay. So.
You're so adorable. You just want to pinch your cheeks. The ones on your face.
Yeah.
Those are the cute ones.
That's true. They're the ones that have not been, like, slowly staining the fart cupboard. So that makes sense.
Yeah. Anything else, James?
Vilten.
Yes.
It happened.
You talk about yours, and then I'll talk about what I experienced. Okay. Well, because I didn't play this weekend.
Yeah.
You show me yours, I'll
preface this one. So roommate was like, hey, because it's Friday night. She's like, hey, a bunch of us are going to go watch James Duville tonight. Are you coming? And I'm like, no, I'm going to go see Ville tomorrow because Jess is in Ville tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like between the two of them.
Right.
I only gave birth to one of them.
Also, one of them won.
Well, yeah, I mean, she is the better vilifier. We've already established this.
Clearly.
But, yeah, I was like, so I'm going to go see the one that I gave birth to. Although I heard both shows were amazing, so.
I had a blast.
Yeah.
I attended the second show.
That's right, you did.
Yeah. And
I just wasn't sitting with you, so I
forgot. Had a fucking blast at that, too.
A blasty blast?
Yeah.
Well,
One of our podcast listeners and friend of the booth asked me to sit with her, and I went, yeah, that sounds like a fun time, and it was. So, fucking so fucking nervous for Friday, but it, I think it went okay. I had massive fun, and the insults were so gross.
Yeah.
So gross. Like, we dug deep for Halloween. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy.
For what I saw on Saturday, anyway, the Ville structures were pretty fun.
Yes.
Did you get a trick or a treat?
I got a...
So the trick or treat thing, you have to pull a candy out of a candy bucket.
Trick.
And then on the piece of candy is either a trick or a treat.
Cool.
And you then have to perform said trick and or treat.
Mine was tell a Halloween-themed joke.
Oh.
Yes.
What was your joke?
What was your joke?
It was, why do ghosts smell bad?
Because they have no nose?
They're covered in sheet. Yeah.
Aww.
All right. Not a good joke, but I promised them a quick joke.
I didn't expect a good joke.
Yeah, I unwrapped
Let's
it.
Let's be fair.
With James, no one expects a good joke.
I looked at it and I went, okay, tell a Halloween-themed joke. And I looked directly at Tim and I said, how long have we got? And that got a good laugh from the audience. And then I was like, all right, I'll make it brief. And I just spat that one out. And the audience was like, and I was like, it was quick. And they went, fair. All right. All right. All right.
We loved it.
Yeah,
everybody got that joke.
Yeah.
There was a one of the structures that I super fucking loved was Escape the Haunted House.
Mm.
And you can talk about it.
You talk about it.
Okay.
No, you talk about it.
Well, no, because
you talk about it.
It's not actually coming directly to play.
I will absolutely tell you about it. So what you do is you get two teams, one on each side.
There's only the one team.
No, I'm telling this.
He is telling
it. I'm telling
it. Right, but I'm directing him.
No, wait for it. And then just agree with it. Because yes, and.
So you have two teams, and they're way back with their backs all the way up against the wall, okay?
Yes.
And what they have to do is every time they score a point, they're able to take one step forward.
Oh, man.
And they're getting closer to escaping the haunted house. Okay, when they take enough steps forward to reach the center of the stage, they've escaped. They get to leave the stage. And then when they finally get to only one person, when the last person is on the stage, that person gets devoured by the ancient
eldritch evil. I mean, that's close. So. That's better than what we did, but it was close.
Well, I would say it is at least as good as what we ended up with.
It's almost like I've been around it for 15 fucking years. And
no, we did. It was one line. And just going down the line.
I see.
Into still elimination style, but there was not the creeping forward, which would have been amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that was a good call.
Yeah.
You. Next time.
Gadget.
Again, I've been around
next
this
time.
But there was another reason why I had to go see Vill on Saturday.
Yes.
So.
Buttons on your underwear.
As a part of a fundraiser for Fearless Comedy Productions, Tim said if we reached X amount of money,
that
he would do vilification tennis as a vilifier.
Uh-huh.
So Saturday night, he made good on that promise. And when I say made good, he was not bad. He was not spectacular.
Yeah.
He was adequate with some pretty high points.
To be fair, he was also vilifying against a fucking dynamite team.
Yeah, like Duck and Nick, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, he did have Becky.
He had Becky as a partner, which was a real good call.
Oh, well, yeah.
Although, towards the end, she switched sides because she wanted to insult Tim, which I wholeheartedly approve of.
Yes.
I'm going to allow it.
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah, it was basically, this will be the final point. And Becky just walks on over. Yep. Like, nope, this is happening. All right, bitch. Like, yeah. Yeah. No, it's delightful.
You don't want to miss your chance to do that.
Yeah, no.
It's not going to come again.
It was great. I had a date like that once. yeah. So we, Tim did, and like I said, he would have won an amateur show. Or come into the top two. Because he literally hasn't done this in 25 years.
Yep.
So I had an entire adult during that time period. What? I did.
It's true.
Yeah.
That also would have been true if he did it like 14 years ago. She was already like a grown up.
Well, that's accurate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so, for you know, having a knock off about 25 years worth of rust, he did really fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like I said, he would have won an amateur show, mm-hmm. But yeah. He also was not Duck or Nick.
He's like, been steeping in clear. It for the last 25 years.
Yeah,
as well,
I was
so it's
deeply impressed by his chops doing not just the vilification tennis because he's stepped in for a couple of jokes here and there mm-hmm. in the last 25 years, but like yeah. he stuck in as a vilifier for the entire show, which right, is
yeah.
the difference.
Yeah, so he and did all of the forms.
He mm-hmm. did the interstitial games and all of that shit, and
right.
he fucking
he was pretty
did
good.
Just fine.
Yeah.
He belonged up there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I will definitely agree to that.
Yeah.
He was about my level. I should consider what I'm doing in Ville still.
I wasn't going to say it out loud.
Either that or you should consider becoming a judge. That's
oh, I'm super judgy.
What? That's
I am
already there.
Super
yep.
judgy.
franchise opportunity? Is that...
No.
Oh, what?
Ville has judges, but they don't have line judges.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mm. I don't know how you would add those into the show.
I don't know either.
Mm.
I wonder but if there is could, a thing there.
I wonder if we could arrange vilification hockey.
I mean, if we I do mean, a sports theme at some
point. It doesn't matter now. I'm not in the yeah. show anymore.
Yeah.
Well, no, but give you something Sucker. To watch.
Yeah, but who yeah. else would do it?
I
mean,
suckers that you also bring
that's
to your birthday
party? The one
party?
With the net and the ball, right?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, that is the one.
God damn it.
Batsman's.
Yes, in field hockey, that is exactly
okay.
So anyway, yeah. did that on Saturday. Also on Saturday,
yes.
I did the Horror Festival, the Twin
yes.
Cities Horror Fest. I got to see 4 shows. They were all really good. The first one, Legend of Sleepy Hollow, was put on, produced and co-written by Duck Washington. The other co-writer was Tim Wick.
Mm.
And then there was music that included Tim Wick, Jeffrey Brown, and Aaron Kennedy.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It was really good. My favorite part about that show, aside from, you know, how well done it was, there was that Tim didn't talk, so, you know.
Yes!
I know, right? Like, he had some great nonverbal lines, but yeah. I was just like, yeah. I think maybe he did have a line here or there, but for the most part, he didn't talk, and I was like, oh, this is delightful. Also, they, as the ingenue, they cast somebody of a more rounder. Not like super round, but, you know. Not the general flatter, skinnier.
Not the wilting waif.
Yeah, not that, but somebody who had a little body to her, and
dang.
I loved that choice because she was sassy and she was fantastic.
Hmm.
So yeah, I was very happy with that.
I believe they're doing that still this coming weekend.
Yep.
And I'm gonna,
well, then I'm not going to say much else about it.
I'm going to try to see it
because yeah.
yeah.
But I loved what they did with the backgrounds, so you'll see that, and we can talk more about it
yeah.
then next week. I also saw Book of Shadows 2.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Shepherd's dance thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible.
Oh, good.
There was a dance with flashlights and actual Ooh. Shadows on the wall and the things that they did. Are you planning to see that?
I don't think so.
Okay. So there was this one particular dance.
Yes.
With the flashlights and everything else. And it's pitch black, just the flashlights.
Hmm.
Two dancers, two flashlights, I think. Maybe it was down to one at that point. But the dancer flashed the flashlight in one direction, and there was another person just standing there. And then flashed it in another direction, and there was a person standing there. Flashed it another direction, there's a person standing there.
Mm.
Flashed it back to the original place, and the person was standing there about 10 feet closer. Just standing. It was like the Weeping Angels. It was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And then there were some other wonderful pieces in there as well. But yeah, that was the one that I was like, yeah, yes. So saw that. Then I saw Reverend Matthew Kesson of Monster Science talk about the devil for an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Which was fantastic.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah. Well, you don't get to see it yet.
No, I'll have to wait and hope that it comes around again.
Yeah. There was. I did get to have a nitpicky qualm with him over a specific Bible thing that he said. About how there is no hell in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And that is accurate.
Mm-hmm.
The word hell in English is the translation of three different words in the New Testament. And so he did say like that the translation was lake of fire. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's one of three words. So yeah, I got to nerd out with him about that. I'm like, well, actually,
thunk, your religion dick lands on the table.
Yeah, well, it's not as much a religion dick as a theology dick. Really.
Oh, fair.
Like,
wow, she just fucking knighted you on that.
Yeah, yeah. I did.
Oh yeah, I feel comfortable.
But I mean, yeah, that's I can have those conversations with Kessin, and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
You out anyway. Reverended Kessin?
Only on Bible stuff.
Like, hashtag...
I was a youth minister. Like,
sure.
I feel like I would hope that if there's an area where I can out-reverend him, it would be there.
Reverending?
Look, sure. If I'm doing Jesus right, let me rephrase that.
She had a date like that once.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. Dear God, I am sorry.
It's okay, Jenna.
Dear God.
It's okay, Jenna. I've heard he's hung.
Like this.
Mm-hmm.
I would do the arm motion, but this is an audio podcast, so I didn't.
TM Becky Shit. Schmidt.
Now they know.
Yeah.
Fuck. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway. Mm-hmm.
No. I'll do big arms, and you do big arms. You do, look, he's doing big arms. If we all do it, we're going to look like a squadron of fucking Spitfires.
Aren't you glad you're back, Evan?
Yay! Welcome back, Evan!
Yay! All right.
So, yeah, and then I got to see the Hot Dog Horror Show mini film festival.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little something in there for everybody. And ooh. I don't horror much. And there was one that specifically hit certain triggers of mine where I was like, oh, God. Oh, man. And
they're doing a different lineup each night.
Yep.
So, do you want to talk about which one?
There was one in particular. I can't remember the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I already suck as a human being. But it was basically a girl working in a science lab with some mental abilities to shatter glass.
Oh, sure.
Which, in a lab, can be tricky. But she was assaulted by her professor, and there was a lot of dealing with assault and rape culture and things like that in that horror festival, in that horror show specific, which is why I was like, ooh, this is horror, because that's too close to home, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it had a pretty good ending. Wherein, I'm not sure exactly how the mental powers did this, but he got castrated, so that was good.
That's what I expected.
Yeah, yeah. And it was a little grotesque, but worth it.
Mm-hmm.
In that particular instance. But yeah, it was all of the cliches. The, are you sure you didn't just misread it? You can't talk about that. He's like a Nobel Prize winner or on his way to Nobel Prize winner. Do you know what that'll do to your reputation? Like, all of those things.
Ruined his career, yeah.
Wow. You know nobody will believe you, which that one, yep. I mean, that one's just a hard one to hear because it's true.
Yeah.
But all of those things were in there.
Timely and
I'm just trying to
horrifying.
Give you a compliment. Yeah, all of them.
Yep.
And it was... But it wasn't like they were trying to shoehorn it in either. As it happened, I was like, I can see this exact conversation happening. And it wasn't until afterwards where I was like, oh, they actually hit every single one of those. No wonder I'm so fucking freaked right now. So yeah, it was a really well done film. I wish I could remember the name of it. And maybe it was like Shattered or something. But super good. Highly recommend looking that one up on YouTube. And I mean, there were some other ones that were fun too, but anyway, so yeah, did that. And then Sunday, I got to see James just excited as shit all supporting people. We did the Transvisibility Rally.
Yeah.
So, I made a sign because it was a rally that they have the mama bear, trans bear cub, thing. It's fairly prominent on the internet. You can go look. But it's basically like this large black bear and then like a little, a smaller bear in front of it that is the color of like the trans flags. So the blue, pink, white, pink, blue.
I thought maybe you can just rattle that off. I mean,
well, yes, it's prominent in my life for some reason.
Understandable.
But yeah, so I made my own version of the bears, and then it was I see you, I accept you, I'm proud of you. And then there's a little trans flag in the corner, and this one was just for the trans people, with smaller. Do you need a mom hug? Right. And I did actually give out a couple of mom hugs. Because when you're in that position, when you're trans and your family's like, fuck you, like that, you don't get mom hugs anymore. And that's really sad. And I was like, okay. And some people know that I have touch difficulties.
Yeah.
Especially with like strangers or people I'm uncomfortable with, things like that. And I was like, no, I need to give out mom hugs. That's just a thing that needs to happen. But I was super comfortable with everybody that I did. Plus, I got to, like, God damn, do I know a lot of trans people. Shit.
Like, yeah, it turns out people probably know a lot of trans people or allies. There were so many people. It was so good.
So many people. Like, I always think about, like, about 10 or 15 that I know off the top of my head. But, like, I'm like, oh, shit, that's right. You're trans, too. Like, I had those moments where I was like, oh, yeah. I remember when you were presenting as female. Okay. Like, yeah, things like that. Like, oh, yeah. But it's just they've been, you know, this person for like, what, 15 years at this point. It's like, oh, I forgot. All right. Yeah, cool. So just and it was a really good experience to be surrounded by people that were supportive of trans people or that were trans people. And just to be, so we all like lined up along Lake Street. And that was, I mean, that was the clincher for me is that it was like two blocks away from my house. So I'm like, well, fucking, I kind of have to show up now. It'd be insulting if I didn't. Yeah. Like, oh, well, shit, I may as well just go then, I guess. But yeah, Jess and I walked down and met up with a bunch of people.
Bunch of cool kids.
Yeah. And for an hour we held up signs and people honked at us and we cheered at the people honking at us and the people honking at us sometimes forgot to keep their hands on the steering wheels and we all got nervous.
Or drove in the other direction's left hand turn lane.
Yeah.
Terrifyingly.
Yeah.
Like, good on you. Good on your support.
Be supportive. Be less supportive. Like, just like, I love your enthusiasm. Less enthusiasm.
We want you to survive.
Oh, God.
We need your support.
We need you to survive so that you can vote. by the way, fucking vote.
Amen.
Okay.
And vote informed.
Yes. Vote informed and... I'll say this too. Like, number one, vote. Number two, you might not like it, but we have a two-party system. We straight up just do. Voting independent, I get it. I understand it. If you vote independent, normally those votes are liberal votes that would otherwise go to a more liberal person. So it is splitting the vote, and that makes it much more likely that fucking douchebags that want to kill my daughter get voted in. So please don't do that. Mm-hmm. I know it sucks. It's shitty. We
Please
need to change
don't
how we.
Jenna's daughter.
That like, is basically actually, like for real.
Not joking.
Not joking. Like I understand and appreciate if you don't want to vote for so and so. But at the same time, if you don't vote for them, there will be people put into office that want to get rid of my daughter. Mm-hmm. And they will do so by trying to say she is not a daughter. And they could do so by trying to, like, conversion therapy stuff or other stuff that is torturous and deadly.
Not
just, like,
good.
Straight up deadly.
Yep.
So let's not do that, mm-hmm. shall we?
No.
Cool. Good talk.
No, thanks.
And just because they have a D or an R next to their name doesn't necessarily mean that
no.
that's what they think. Because there are wolves in sheep's clothing out there.
Yep.
Inform yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Vote top to bottom. Don't just vote in the don't just vote the big tickets and then go through the judges and go, well, they're all unopposed, so I'll just circle in circles. Like, no, check them all.
Yep.
There are all websites them. That go through your local candidates based on your area. And
we should find some links and post those.
How they fall on specific issues.
Yep.
And that way, if those issues are important to you, mm-hmm. and they fucking should be, if those issues are important to you, you can make well-informed mm-hmm. choices.
Mm-hmm. So yeah,
just fucking do it.
Just do it. I did get to help witness for. Two people that were doing mail-ins that were not registered, so I have assisted in two votes already.
Hooray!
Yay!
I have my voter registration card all ready to rock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm already registered in the county, but I did move. But it's so easy to get registered at the poll day of.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously... Look at what you need. If you're not registered, that's fine. You can register day of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, look it up, but like, it's as easy as, because this happened to me one year where I had moved like October 31st, which don't ever move on Halloween. Oh my God. That is horrifying on so many different levels. None of them the way you think. So then voting was 3 days later.
Oof.
I didn't have any mail. Like, one of the things that you can use to say, yes, I live at this address is a piece of mail.
A bill. Something a bill. Official.
Yep. So I didn't have any of that. I didn't have my driver's license updated because I'd just done it.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what you can do to get registered in the state of Minnesota? Same day? You bring a fucking witness that lives in your area.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, new neighbor, come with me and tell them that I live next door to you.
A friend who is registered nearby?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. I think they do need to be in the same district, possibly, precinct. I'm not sure 100%, but yeah.
I believe so. I think they have to be registered at the same polling place.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. That's all you have to do. So fucking go do that.
Yes, please. Even if you disagree with me. Your vote is important.
Yep.
And don't wait for the revolution. it's probably around the corner, but don't wait for it. Fucking start your activism now.
The revolution will not be televised.
I mean, that's why we have the internet now.
Mm-hmm. Anybody sitting at home watching it on TV is doing it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a job interview today.
Yay!
That I do not have an official, offer.
Ooh, hot takes.
Because he's not allowed to do offers in the interview.
You're right.
Okay.
Like, what he has to do is he has to have his boss have corporate do it.
Sure.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, I've been in those.
So he's got to go to his boss and say, yes, I want to hire this guy. Please tell corporate to hire this guy. And so they've got to send it up to corporate office, and the corporate office decides whether or not they actually want to do it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, it basically sounds like I pretty much have this one in the bag. It is a significant pay cut from my last job. And by significant, I mean like 15K.
Okay.
Like a lot. It is a huge pay cut. But at the same time, it's a lot more than what I currently make, which is nothing.
Right.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Anything is better than nothing at this point.
Right.
So it's not going to be a forever job. It's definitely going to be a stepping stone. But it is a job right now. And it sounds like it's a pretty done deal. I don't want to jinx myself too much, so I'm not going to say where it is or anything like that. But it sounds very promising. It's a big pay cut, although there sounds like they're hoping to increase that at some point in the near future. It is like 10 minutes from my house.
Nice.
Yeah. It is literally just down the road.
That's swank.
Yeah, it's just down the road.
It is overnight, and he is the only person on call.
Nope, it's 7:30 to 4, I think.
Ooh.
So
I like those hours. Yep.
Good hours.
Those are the hours I basically work right now by choice. So
means I will be able to maximize the amount of time I have with my kids.
Yay.
Yes.
That's good.
Okay, and, that's fantastic.
In the interview, he did ask me if I had any certifications, you know, like A+ or anything like that. And I was like, I don't, but I'm working on those right now. And he goes, well, we do want everyone in the office to have A+. So we are thinking of having someone come in and do classes, and
yes,
they're going to
pay for the tests and stuff like that.
That's fantastic.
So if I do get this job, I'm going to have financial and education assistance towards that A+.
And that is worth at least $2,000.
Exactly. So that is a big reason why, if they do offer me something, I'm probably going to take this one. It looks very promising. And then I have two phone interviews tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. Things are actually starting to move for me.
They are both for Avon-owned multi-level marketing companies.
Not Avon.
Make
they're,
them
I
fight
don't,
each other.
It was one was Madoff Pyramid Incorporated, and one of them was
fucking shit.
One of them is for a bank, but it sounds like pretty like super 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 low level call center type shit, and that one seems gross because it would be a rotating shift.
Gross. That is gross.
Yeah, so sometimes I would be first shift and sometimes I would be third shift.
No thanks.
Exactly. But I mean, when I first said yes, I would like to interview for this job, I had nothing. So
fair.
And technically I still have nothing, so I'm still going to interview for it. And then we'll see what happens from there. And then the third one actually pays more than what I was making at my last job.
Ooh.
But it's only an 8-week contract.
Ah.
So yeah, there's a lot of give and take going on right now in this whole realm. So it sounds like the first one, the one that sounds like a shoe-in, is probably going to be the best for me at this juncture.
Yeah,
And then we'll see what happens in the future. I'm gonna continue looking for jobs and stuff, but hopefully by the next, mid November, I will no longer be the deadbeat sitting at home in front of the TV with
watching
my kids are at daycare.
Well, I mean,
I'm just basically at home on the internet with my dick out. Like that's been my last month. It sucks.
I should stop by more.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you could. You don't have a job right now, and
I don't
have a job right now, and we could be watching anime.
That is true.
Yeah.
I'm actually contemplating taking this time while I'm looking for other work. and doing construction and things like that, I'm thinking about taking this time to pursue art careers. Mm. Freelance.
Like being a play?
Like writing. I'm teasing you. No, I know. I caught that part.
Yeah. By the way, rehearsals for Riddle of the Mummy are going. We have reached the point where we are off book and we are doing full runs, and next week is tech week. So it's imminent, and it's pretty good.
Hmm.
Really, really looking forward to it.
I just started rehearsals for a different show. Mm. The Christmas Carol radio play.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm in the thick of rehearsals for Klingon Christmas Carol, which is going to be amazing.
Yep.
I can't even, you guys, I get to do all of the fight stuff that I've ever wanted to do all in one show.
Yeah. I am probably going to see this show multiple times.
You need to, because one of the fights that I've done, you cannot take it all in at the same time.
Yeah.
You would need to go 6 different times to take in all of the elements that I've put together in that fight. Hmm. Yeah, it's sexy as hell. Oh my god. Like, I did all of these bits and pieces, and I did some of the combining tonight, and I was like, holy shit. Is this actually gonna work? Like, oh my god. Oh, it's so good. I get to do a couple of batlet fights. I get to do a domestic.
Ooh.
Oh, it's good. It's a Klingon domestic, though, so it's got, like,
sure,
a different undertone to
much
it.
Much different. Mm-hmm.
But it is still, like, you're like, ah!
That's a consensual domestic?
Kind of, yeah. Yes and no. It ends up okay. So, anyway. Klingons are weird.
Almost like a totally different creature.
It's an alien concept. I get to do a bar brawl. I got to choreograph puppet violence. My life is fucking complete. I've gotten everything in this show.
Jesus.
Like, I might have to just hang my hat after this, because where the fuck do you go from there?
You're just gonna have to retire.
The Smithsonian.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You calling me old?
No.
Oh.
I am.
That's fair. Mm. Yeah. So anyway, Klingon Christmas Carol. So excited. Oh. When does Mummy open again? It's the 10th? 9th? 7th?
Weekend after this weekend, I believe.
The 8th?
November 9th and 9th. 10th.
Okay.
16th, 17th, 23rd, 24th.
Hot damn.
Yeah.
6 opportunities to see this show.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that I know about it makes me want to see it more.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It is funny, and the people there are ridiculously talented, and I don't know why the hell I'm there at all.
Yeah. And your face looks funny.
Yeah.
There is that.
So that's a thing.
Oh, that's weird.
Completely forgot about that. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Let's talk about your face.
My face is weird.
Yeah, it is. Whoa, yeah. I mean, it always has been.
No. My kids laughed.
They're not wrong.
They are not wrong.
So because of this play, I'm going to be wearing latex, you know, makeup and prostheses on my face.
Sure.
And so it was recommended by our makeup design person that if I didn't want to get a facial wax every show, that I should probably shave everything off.
Yep.
So I did.
Yeah.
It is literally the first time in over a decade that a razor has touched my face, and I don't like it.
Did you?
Yeah, the blades all go inside the like face, it. But never on the outside.
Oh yeah, plenty of blades inside my face, but
yeah. No. So, did you nick yourself while shaving?
No, not at all.
Good job. Because I don't think I've ever achieved shaving without nicking myself. So, to
neither
be fair,
has Molly Glover.
Get out. But, no, stay here. You got this.
No, my kids are watching me go through this process as I remove my mustache. And they're like, what are you doing? And I'm explaining him to what I'm doing. And they're just like, you look so weird. And they start laughing at me.
Yes. Yeah.
That is an appropriate response.
Yeah. And then...
Like, I know I've teased you about having pubic hair on your face.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it there.
I look significantly better with it.
You do, which is weird.
I'm kind of getting used to this.
I really hate this.
Nope.
I absolutely hate this. And the fact that people shave like every morning fucking baffles me.
Some people look fucking sharp.
I will say,
like, I think I remember you from like 15 years ago with a clean shaven face. And like, I'm looking at you now and I'm like, oh, you're like 15 years ago, only your eyes are like older and crinklier.
And I'm a little fatter in the neck.
Well, a little bit.
But
yeah, I'm like, oh yeah, that's why he grew that.
That's what a salsa looks like in the wild.
Mm-hmm. No, I really hate it. And please do not let my beards and mustaches sacrifice be in vain. Go see this show.
Yes.
Make it worthwhile.
Yes.
But yeah, my face is so cold.
Oh.
And I will do just those natural things that you do, like scratching my cheek or something like that. And I'll start to scratch and I'll just go.
Oh my god!
Where did it go? Because it's gone.
Yeah. No, you do look younger.
Very much.
Most
so.
People do look younger without the facial hair, but I look
12 without mine.
I believe that.
I also I have a little bit of a weak chin. It used to be way worse. I actually had jaw surgery to lengthen my chin because I used to have a massive overbite.
Okay.
I used to literally go from nose to Adam's apple. Just.
Oh, wow.
They moved my jaw. When I had jaw surgery in high school, they moved my jaw forward about half an inch.
Jesus fuck.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God. You were not kidding.
Yeah. But even now, I still have a little bit of a weak chin. And it when I don't have a beard to kind of define my chin, kind of just
fades
chin
a little bit
into neck without a clear delineation. Yeah. That's my face.
To be fair, the selfie that you took of yourself was in possibly the most unflattering position taken that. Like I'm looking at that like. How much of that is the angle, and how much of the, and I'm in person, and some of it
down
was
at the
angle,
camera,
but
which
yeah,
gives you a like a
yeah, like
waddle.
it just makes all of that disappear, and it looks weird.
Some of it was the angle, not all of it. So yeah, it's
honey. I'm a belly dancer. I know how to take a selfie.
Oh yeah,
I'm just saying there are ways to do this.
So yeah, you should go see the show because my face.
Because of your face. Mm-hmm. Your ma's face. No, just Salsa's face.
Nope.
Should we take a break?
I feel comfortable with that.
I think we can do that.
All right, we're going to take a break, and then... Okay. As I was saying, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back. As I was saying, we're going to take a break. As I was saying, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back in just a moment. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast. Microphone.
Microphone.
Microphone. Microphone. No, see, I was going for... Never mind.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Are we doing the thing?
I think we should.
And we're back. I'm
Yay.
Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
You sure are.
Yes, I am. You wouldn't know it for the past couple days, though.
Oh.
I ran out of True Stone. No, here's the thing. So I haven't been feeling well for the past, like, 4 or 5 days.
It's because you ran out of True Stone.
First I was sick, and then I was
caffeine
crampy.
Fluid.
And then I ran out of True Stone, and I was just like, fuck me. So the past couple days, I decided to work from home because I'm not feeling well. I have the option, and I don't want to infect my office. Also, I just want to be at home and taking care of myself and eating soup. Yeah. Like, you know, those kinds of things. So I ran out of True Stone Sunday, and I was like, shit, I was going to pick some up after the last podcast because I knew I was running low. Didn't do that. So I reached into the cupboard of beverage because I have an entire beverage area.
Can we say cupboard o beverage?
It's not Irish.
Can we do it anyway?
Fine. My cupboard o beverage. Anyway, yeah. So I reached in there to see what kind of coffee-like substitutes I might have in there, and I pulled out
Kahlua.
That would have been better.
Oh yeah, if only.
I pulled out.
We should have another red here.
A jar.
Oh yeah.
I pulled out a jar of instant coffee.
Oh, honey, no.
Generic brand.
Government coffee?
It was something that I believe came from my roommate's old place, and I have no idea how old it is. But yeah, that's how desperate
I
was.
I don't think it gets old.
And I made myself some coffee with that, and then I dumped it out.
Yep.
And then I attempted to make one of my fancy lattes with that. And it was still just grainy and awful. I drank it.
Yeah.
But the past couple days have not been good to me. Because that's not a substitute for True Stone.
No.
Honestly, it's not even a substitute for coffee. But, So I've been really sad the past couple of days. And my brain hasn't been firing quite like it normally does when it's running on True Stone coffee. So you guys know about the greatness of True Stone coffee, yeah?
I mean,
it's pretty fucking great.
Yep,
that's
I've
pretty
been made
much
aware.
It. Yeah, yeah. No,
rumor has it.
True Stone is. Oh my god, True Stone coffee is of course the best coffee that there is.
I believe that's true.
They roast those beans and deliver it directly to you when you order it online. You can order many things online at truestonecoffee.com.
Oh?
Yes.
Like what else?
They have t-shirts, they have tulip glasses, they have cold brew.
The hell you say?
Oh, yeah. See, if I had gotten a backlog on that cold brew.
Oh.
I used the last of it at Fest, so, you know. Yeah.
Time to stock up again.
I know, right? So yeah, you order it and they will write down the day that they roasted the beans, and you get your own happy little label with your name on it. It's wonderful. And they deliver it right to your door.
With your name on it?
With your name on it and everything.
Well, actually,
it's fucking awesome.
I've got a bag here. I'm just going to grab a bag at random. And okay. I'm going to let you know exactly what is on this label.
Ooh.
Because this is not just like... True Stone. Yes, it says True Stone. On here, it says the country of origin of these beans.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Under that, it's got like the kind of coffee it is.
Right.
Uh-huh. So like you've got all that information. Then under that, it has medium roast, light roast, dark roast, and stuff like that. Under that, you have tasting notes.
Mm. Yeah, you do.
This is a Peruvian here. Calle Marca. Medium roast. It's got green apple, almond, and cocoa notes.
Yeah.
Under that, they have the altitude and region that these beans were grown at.
I've never even looked at it that far. I got to the coffee and was like, I'm good.
Next to that, they have...
Contains good coffee.
They have the varietals next to that. Oh my God. They've got process, which is fully washed and sun-dried on site for this particular bean. Below that is, apropos of nothing, because that's...
Because that's our name.
Yeah, that will be your name if you order these beans. And below
I
want to
order the beans with your name.
And below that is the roasted date.
Yeah.
All of that information is on the label. Like
fresh as fuck.
You know more about this bean in this bag than you do anything Folgers has ever sent your way.
I mean, pretty much, yes. Yeah.
You know more about these beans than some people know about their parents.
Accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So, getting True Stone. But you might say, I don't know, man. I don't have a lot of cash on me. Number one.
I don't know, man. I don't have a lot of cash on me.
Did you know that you can save money on your order?
No. Tell me more.
Yeah. All you have to do is when you order your beans at TrueStoneCoffee.com.
TrueStoneCoffee.com.
TrueStoneCoffee.com. There will be a place for you to put in a little promo code.
Oh, where's that?
Hell yes.
It's on the website at truestonecoffee.com.
Oh, that makes sense.
So when you go to checkout, you're going to put in that little promo code. Do you know what that promo code is?
What is that promo code, Jenna?
Apropos.
Apropos.
Yes. Oh. Or apropos if you're a heathen.
I'm a heathen.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I'm a heathen.
Oh, my God.
I'm a heathen.
What happens if I do that?
If you put in that promo code of apropos, you will get 10% off of your order.
10%?
10% off of your entire order.
That's like 10 times 1%.
That's
well
double
done.
5%.
That is, in fact.
Very literally true.
If you have $100 in your order and you put in that promo code, it is now $90.
That is...
Because that's how math works.
That's almost like a 10% savings.
That is, in fact, a 10% savings.
That's pretty neat.
10 cents on the dollar.
Yep. So anyway, TrueStoneCoffee.com.
One of the weirder ones we've ever done.
Yeah. It's up there.
Look, I was like, I'm just going to do the part about the instant coffee thing, you guys. I thought you guys would start to pick that up at some point.
Nope.
You just went, okay,
Jenna. You started talking about instant coffee and
I
started
You go flailing. So. Yeah, just flail out there, Jenna. It's fine. That's cool.
You got to give us like a wink or something. Let us know.
I tried. I stared at you awkwardly.
You always do.
I just thought you were having trouble blinking.
Yeah. I thought you were just staring at my, my shorn chin. Disgust.
To be fair, that is at least a part of it.
There is that.
Hey, you guys got any shout-outs?
Yeah.
I was going to ask if yours was coffee, but...
oh my God, my shout-out is totally True Stone Coffee. I can't even... That's a thing.
Fair enough.
I have a shout-out.
Yes.
Some people who don't listen to this podcast, but... I'm going to give a shout out to the Sokos.
Oh, okay.
Some friends of mine, Katie and Adam, who are the head of Fondazzi. So we had our Halloween party, not ours, but our friends do their annual Halloween party.
Yeah.
And so my wife and I are at the party, and a lot of other people are there, obviously, as well. And Katie and Adam show up, and They get there, and we're chatting a little bit, and they're like, we have something for you.
Oh.
And I went, the what now? And they said, we got something for you.
Oh.
It's in the car. And it is a metal sign that says, what? Freak Show, with a hand pointing. Oh. And to put the icing on the cake, make it fucking real and official, it's got the Alive shield on
what?
There. Yeah. Like, oh wow.
That's so good.
Exactly. And then
I gotta check this out after the show.
Ah! Well, you should have seen it. It was at the top of the stairs.
I didn't see it.
I did not pay attention.
To be fair, okay. I had a lot going on.
Yeah, I was carrying stuff down. Right.
But like, they were like, yes, we were at, like, Savers or something like that.
Oh,
and this was near, like,
shit.
This was near the checkout. And they're just like, we're getting that result.
Fair enough. Fucking awesome.
I know, right? Yeah. So, big, huge thank you to you two for doing that. I know you don't listen to this podcast, but thank you. It really means a lot to me, and it's a fucking amazing present. I cannot tell you how much that means to me. So that's my shout out.
I have two super quick ones. One is Wardrobe Refinery again. Because I just went for my in-studio visit, and I have so many comfy things. I never thought of myself as a person who could own a cardigan and feel okay about that. I have one, and it looks sharp as fuck.
Huh.
I believe this, actually.
Yeah. And, so many nice clothes. So, and tailoring.
Yep.
And way, way less than I expected to pay for any of that. So.
And even more so if you use the promo code.
Apropos Love.
Mm-hmm.
Or apropos.
It's pronounced apropos love.
I believe it's pronounced apropos slow.
Yeah, no, I'll go with that one.
All right.
I'm cool with it. Yeah.
I really have no place to judge.
Yeah. The other shout out that I have is to Jen Jensen, friend of the podcast, Jen Jensen, who had a lovely birthday party and invited a bunch of people to go play board games and then to dinner at India Palace, and it was amazing.
Indian food.
Yes.
Nice.
Such good Indian food. Okay, so so happy birthday to her. So.
Indian food. If I do get a job, I should celebrate it. Get some Indian food.
I know the fucking place. They've got the best garlic butter naan I've ever had in my life.
Naan.
And it's a toss up between that and the other place that I know that has mushroom paneer from heaven.
I do like mushrooms.
It's so fucking good.
What are those places?
Okay. One of them is Biryani.
Okay.
Which is in Edina, in the Edina Industrial Park.
Okay.
And that's the one with garlic butter naan that is.
I do like garlic and I do like naan.
Fucking.
And I do like butter.
Excellent. And then and the rest of their food is quite good too. But like that is outstanding. It's probably the best naan I've ever had in my life. And then India Palace is really good, but Gandhi Mahal has mushroom paneer.
Where is this?
That is, I want to say, halfway between the Twin Cities. That's not super far from here, actually. And they do a they put mushroom paneer in their Sunday buffet and that kind of stuff. And
cool.
Fuck, it's good. So
sorry to sidetrack things.
No,
that's
Indian food. Fine.
That's fine.
You and I can chat about that later.
Oh yeah.
So.
Jenna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or are you still gonna stick with coffee?
I'm sticking with True Stone at
like
this
it's
point.
A good one.
Holy shit.
No, I didn't know if you wanted to add another one. But.
I'll add another. Real quick, the organizers for the Transvisibility Rally.
Fuck yes.
They did a really good job. And especially extra shout out to the marshals.
Yeah.
Because they were the ones keeping an eye out and making sure that everybody was participating safely. And that we all followed the rules. So that nobody got in trouble and all the rest of that.
They were also kind enough to tell us when the line of people, like the throng of people, reached all the way from one end in Minneapolis all the way to the other end in St. Paul.
Yeah.
Yep, I heard it was pretty long.
Holy shit.
It's 40 blocks.
My wife was there, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I know. She was standing with us.
I'm telling the audience.
Also, this other woman that kind of looks like her.
Yeah.
Yep.
She was there too.
No, good shout out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, very.
I think now it is time for a 1, 2, 3, 4 Fast Five.
Fast Five.
All right. Today's Fast Five comes to us.
Ah. Oh, God.
Did you say it wrong?
My right butt cheek fell asleep.
That happened to me earlier. It is the worst.
It's not the left one. It's the right one.
Oof.
Okay, well, that's going to be fun. Anyway, this Fast Five comes to us from whom?
This Fast Five comes to us from Troy to Troy.
Troy to Troy.
Troy to Troy. Troy to Troy. Troy to Troy. Troy, Troy.
That works really well.
Yes, it fucking does.
I like this.
Okay.
Greetings, apropostors.
Ooh.
Or apropoasters.
Wow.
Apropoasters, apropoasters.
I like apropoasters. Apropoasters sounds like something I would put on my wall.
Because we're posting to the internet. Right. So
but you like to say apropos, so apropoasters.
Yeah. I feel like we're imposters, but we're apropoasters.
Yeah, we have aproposter syndrome.
Apropos imposters.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Oh, apropos imposters, apropos.
Apropos, yeah.
All right, greetings, apropos. It's official. Somebody else remember this for me because I'm going to forget.
I'm going to forget too.
Greetings, apropos.
All right.
Here is your Fast Five for the week. Four or six?
What? Four. Or six? Like a four-cylinder or a six-cylinder? Like, do you prefer a car that's more economical or more powerful?
Would you rather have a... Do you tend to buy in four-packs or six-packs?
Oh.
Well,
tonight's beverage was a six-pack.
Would you rather have one more or one less than five?
Huh? There's that. Third of a dozen or a half?
Now I feel like we're just playing math games.
Yeah, we are. I'm going to go with my car interpretation. I'm going to say four. I actually chose a three-cylinder car for the economy.
Oh, God,
the
if it's cylinders, I want six. Can I have eight? I will burn this motherfucking
size
place
queen.
To the ground if I can shift quickly.
I'm going to go with six.
Yeah?
Because I would rather have six than four play.
Huh.
I mean...
That can be arranged.
With his wife, either way?
Probably, yeah. That seems correct.
I like having six.
I get this joke.
Oh, did you just now get this joke?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's the fucking punster of
right?
puns
what the
didn't
fuck?
Get the pun?
Jesus I got it.
Christ.
No, I was listening for jokes.
Oh, that was your first mistake.
Yeah. Point.
I didn't say anything about jokes. I said puns.
Oh, yeah.
Point the second. Would you be able to recognize a joke?
Yeah, there's that.
All right.
It would be something unfamiliar to me. So.
Yeah, I'm going six.
James is still sticking with four. All right. Question number two.
Dun, 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 dun.
Six. Or eight.
What?
All right. I don't know if this matters in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
Probably not. But the way it is written is the numeral, not the word.
Okay.
So,
I'm gonna
on all of these, six or eight.
I'm going to go eight, because those were the Lego bricks I used most.
Ooh.
Yeah. Not the long sixes, yeah. But the double fours.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I did use the double fours the most.
Yeah.
That's an interesting interpretation.
I'm going to go six. Yeah.
That's my only guess.
I'm not. It could be six or eight cylinder.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Huh.
In which case, I would be an eight. But mm-hmm. I'm going to go six. I can think of more instances where I'd want a six than an eight. Or that a six is more likely to occur.
Backstage at Ville, Molly was talking about the size costume she had procured, and she said, I'm a Walmart 8. And I said, In Walmart, you're at least a 9, in the looks department anyway.
Oh, that's adorable. And so barely complimentary for
her. Yep. Yeah. I felt yeah. good about it.
Yeah.
I wanted to share. All right.
I'm going with 8.
All right.
Because in British sitcoms, I prefer an 8 episode season over 6.
Yeah. All right.
Greedy.
No, that's fair. Huh.
All right.
Mm. Yeah.
Question number 3.
Yeah. Mm.
8 or 10?
Shit.
Hot dogs should come in packages of 10. Or a hot dog bun should come in packages of 10.
I agree, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the really good hot dogs come in packs of 8.
Mm.
Huh. Or 4.
If I have to choose, if I can get both of my hot dogs and my hot dog buns in the same packaging, I would choose packages of 8.
Yeah.
If you could do both, you would do 8 of both instead of 10 of both?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because you would still probably have to pay for more if you got more.
Right. Like, it's not like I'm saving any money.
No, but you're saving yourself a trip to the store.
Not if I don't eat them that fast, and I don't. So
well, there's that.
I do.
Then I just get moldy That's buns. Also true. And nobody wants moldy buns.
Nope.
Moldy buns is my new stripper name.
I'm going to say...
That's 8. Inappropriately appropriate.
That's my white male privilege name.
What? Inappropriately appropriate?
No.
Moldy buns.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going
to
say...
Time to start thinking about that,
by the
way. I'm
going to forget that one.
Because I learned to do octal multiplication stuff for... to do binary and like regular computer stuff. Being able to multiply and divide cleanly in eights is really super handy.
I'm going with 10 because is my spouse an 8 or a 10? Absolutely a 10.
She puts up with you? She's like a 12.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
On a scale of 1 to salsa?
She's a 10.
All right.
Because you literally cannot do better than that. Maybe. That's not a thing.
I feel like you did.
That's not... Then the top goes up with it. That's literally how scales work.
But it goes to 11, and 11 is more than 10.
Question number 4.
Oh, my God.
10?
Uh-huh.
Or 12?
Huh. I recognize patterns.
Huh. What are there 12 of?
Everything. Everything comes in 12s. So I'm going to go with 12.
Dozens of things come in 12, James. Oh, dozens of figures?
Oh, my God. Oh, my
I'm sorry, that joke was gross.
Get the fuck out. Get... Both of you just leave. Gross joke. Just go. Just. Oh my God.
I'll see myself out too.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, he's dying. He's coughing.
Actually, dying over there.
Out there. Wow.
Yeah.
I actually hurt my belly.
God. Fucking hate the both of you.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
Woo.
Fuck.
Oh,
I'm going with 12 now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I have to also. Nope. Yeah. Also, those True Stone bags have 12 written on them.
12 ounces.
Yep.
Ah. Yeah.
Or 340 grams.
12 ounces.
I didn't even mention that. That's also on the bag.
Mm-hmm. God, you're bad at this reading.
Also, it says True Stone Coffee Roasters up at the top.
I said it had a logo.
Also, it has a little bean with the wing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I said it had the logo on there.
Also, it's got the little squiggly things. It's USDA organic. Yes.
Question number 5.
Yes.
But yes.
12 or 4.
Ah, that fucked with my pattern.
Huh.
If I were to go
camping with a group of people, I've had more fun camping with more people, like 12 people at a time, so I would say 12.
12 or 4. God, I really want to know.
I know, this is fucking just... The next one's just going to be like a middle finger. Like, the email's just going to be like, huh?
The fuck you. The card will get there in a few days.
Shit. Yeah, if we had received those in the other order, think about how fucking suspenseful that would have been.
That would have been amazing.
Yes.
Seriously, would have been.
I'm going to go 4. For no good reason other than 4.
All right.
I'm going to go 4 as well, because 4 has 4 letters, but 12 does not have 12 letters.
But the letters make 12.
What about in Roman numerals?
No, that doesn't. It's not a thing. That doesn't fucking
work. Why are you...
Just keep going.
I knew exactly where you were going with that.
Thank you.
That was good.
That was 5. So, he concludes with, did you just get duped into becoming a numbers station?
Ha!
Find out in the next email!
I don't understand this reference.
I'll tell you about it.
Is this like the game? Also, I just lost the game.
Oh, fuck!
Sorry, internet.
Love and cashews.
Aww.
Troy to Troy.
Yeah. Aww. Cash you later.
So that's that. And now we open up the second and it says... remind me, did we say apropos or apropos?
Apropos.
Yeah, like imposters. Apropos.
Okay. Hello again, apropos. Here is the context for the mysterious numbers you just read, debated over, and had at least one off-topic conversation about.
Yeah, we fucking did. That's spooky.
That's spooky?
Little.
It would be spooky if we didn't have that.
Huh.
Question number one.
Mm-hmm.
Shit!
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Question number one.
All right.
4 or 6. This is going to get nerdy here real quick.
Okay.
4 or 6. Would you rather be a wizard or a rogue?
Oh. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Huh.
Rogue.
Rogue, yes, absolutely.
Wizard.
Oh.
I'm going to go wizard.
Sticking with your 4?
Yep, I am.
Question number 2, 6 or 8. Would you rather be a rogue or a cleric?
You might have to explain these things to me.
The side of die?
Yeah, the dice used for
the
various characters. It's a D&D reference.
Like, I figured that it was, but I've used...
Yeah, when you do an attack with a wizard, it's usually a 4-sided die. When you do
or one a rogue with a, is a 6-sided rogue die.
Right, but I've never played as a wizard or a rogue.
Yeah, well, now you know.
Now I know.
That's what this is.
And knowing is half the dungeon battle. Drink to forget...
I gotta switch mine to a rogue.
So the second
one
was
cleric. I actually clericed
a
lot back
You're
when
a
I
healer.
Played more.
I would choose cleric.
Okay. Question number 3, 8 or 10. Would you rather be a cleric or a fighter?
Cleric.
Fighter.
I'm gonna have to switch to cleric on this one.
Yeah.
I've never really been a fighter.
For real.
I've never been a tank. Tank is not my thing.
That's all I know how to do.
I like being a more subtle rogue, and if I can't do that, I want to be a healer. Tanks are not my thing.
I'm a shield with legs.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want a side tangent?
Yes.
Excellent. So, I'm going to tell a joke. So, this guy joins the army because he has to, I guess. I don't know. James already knows where I'm going.
I fucking love this joke. Go.
So, okay. So, guy joins the army, and he's in line for the guns. And, they hand out the last gun to the guy right before him. And he's like, oh, darn, I guess I'm not going to be able to do this stuff. And the guy behind the table's like, no, no, we got you. And he hands this guy a stick. And the guy's like,
was it a pointed stick?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Hands the guy a stick. And the guy's like, what? This isn't going to do anything. This is completely useless for me. And the guy was like, no, you just point the stick at somebody and you go bangy bang bang. And guy's like, that doesn't sound like it'll... Okay, you're crazy, but I have to follow orders now, so I'm going to go fight with the stick and shout bangity bang bang at people like a fucking moron.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to fight. And he's like, well, I guess I have to do this. And he points the stick at somebody and he goes, bangity bang bang. And the enemy that he pointed at falls to the ground. He was shot. The guy's like, what the shit? So he tries it again. Bangity bang bang. Hits another person. Down they go. What? Like, this is working. He's literally shooting people with this stick. So he starts shooting more people. Bangity bang bang. Bangity bang bang. Bangity bang bang. He's like, yeah, I got this. And he goes to shoot this one guy and he goes, bangity bang bang. The guy doesn't fall down. He's like, bangity bang bang. Guy's still charging right at him. Bangity bang bang. Bangity bang bang. Doing nothing. And he hears as this guy, like, just runs right the fuck over him. He hears tankity tank tank, tankity tank tank, tankity tank tank. Yep.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Where was I?
Anyway, fighter is where that came with the tank.
Yep. I also like to, I like the one where they also tie a banana to the end as the bayonet. Yeah, you walk up to the enemy and you go stabity stab stab. If you can't bangity bang bang, if you can't shoot them down, then you stabity stab stab if they're too close.
Oh, I didn't hear that version. I'm good with mine.
Joke is ruined.
Yours is shorter and therefore probably much funnier.
So much
also,
better.
Also, you didn't say it, so it was funnier.
That's
question number four.
Accurate.
10 or 12, would you rather be a fighter or a barbarian?
Barbarian. It's what I'm doing right now.
I've never played a barbarian.
It's the shit I was born to play.
I believe that.
I feel like I don't know if it was if I couldn't be a cleric and I couldn't be a rogue, I feel like I would go barbarian.
How is a barbarian different than fighter?
A barbarian has the ability to rage, which gives you... At least in the newer systems, it gives you advantage on rolls for defense and advantage on rolls for certain attacks.
Okay.
Melee attacks, you also get to add your strength modifier to any melee attack, which can be fucking considerable. And
I thought it actually... Because in other systems, you take a hit to defense. You take a boost to hit points, but your defense goes
You can
down.
Do an all-out attack, which gives you even better rolls.
Okay.
And then you take a hit to your defense, but it also makes you immune to certain kinds of damage or allows you to take half damage in certain kinds of damage. And right now... my current character is a barbarian and has reached a level where when he rages, he emits an aura that lights things on fire.
He farts?
I mean, that's how I'm going to think about it from now on. But
good.
Yes. Yeah.
I feel like I would go fighter.
Barbarian.
I believe you.
Barbarian.
I just...
Motherfucking barbarian.
The whole rage thing doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah.
Question number five. 12 or 4. Would you rather be a barbarian or a wizard?
Straight up fucking wizard barbarian. On this one. All day.
I don't... Oh, God, that's a tough fucking call for me.
See, I can see that being difficult for you to choose.
Yeah. Shit. Fuck. I think... To a certain extent, it actually kind of depends on the system.
I was going to say, I can see how being a wizard and doing the preparation and the careful spells and things right. like that would appeal one side of you, and then smashing things to death
right, would exactly. appeal to you understand the rest. Yeah. my conflict completely right now. You have stated it accurately.
Yeah.
Fuck.
See, situations like this always remind me of a friend of ours who had, in their campaign, had, like, I think it was a half-orc
mm-hmm.
barbarian with an intelligence of, like, 4, who would lumber down the corridors at full speed, screaming, "Sneak attack!"
Yes.
Which is hilarious and terrifying all at the same time.
One of the effects of the grog of definite whimsy is that if you roll the correct number after taking a drink from it, there are many bad things that can happen to you, many good things that can happen to you, but one of the weird things that can happen to you is that all of your points in sneak now go to charisma. And you no longer have the ability to sneak. You can only...
But you can talk your way out of everything.
No. What you do is you have to convince the enemy that you are not there. Which fucking makes me so happy.
Yes.
Some of these systems can be twisted in the most amazing ways.
Yeah. I'm going to go wizard.
Okay. Mm. Still choosing barbarian.
Yep.
When I play Killing Floor, I chose barbarian, and I have a rockabilly chick with a sledgehammer that is shotgun shell powered. It's fucking amazing. So that
cool. He closes this out by saying, "That's right. These are the hit die types for some of the traditional Dungeons and Dragons classes." Yay. It does kind of feel like you're meeting in a tavern every week, doesn't it?
A little bit.
I mean, pretty literally.
Where my wench is at.
Mm-hmm. Podcasting is our gaming in many ways.
Kind of, yeah.
Until next adventure, Troy to Troy.
Troy to Troy.
Thank you so much, Troy. Those were fantastic.
Did not see that coming. Great.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send 2 emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. As you know, the first one should include nothing but the 5 choices, and the second one should include the repeat of those choices, and then the context of what we have been debating and sidetracking about for the past few minutes.
If you do send us postcards, make sure that you label them as being 1 of 2 and 2 of 2.
I mean, did.
If you could.
He did do answers and context on the second one, but I thought that meant answers and context.
Like, I blame Salsa.
Yeah, exactly. I misread that. Yeah.
I blame his colorblindness.
Or send a message to my wife saying that they're on their way.
Oh, yeah. That's also good.
That has happened before where she has gone...
We're coming for you, Barbara.
Mm-hmm, where somebody has been like, "By the way, look out for these things." And then she... She's good people, by the way.
Yeah.
Do we have anything to plug?
I mean, I feel like we plugged the shit out of stuff earlier.
I want to reiterate that you should go to Strike Theater on the 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Not all of them, of November. Strike Theater, I believe the show time is 7 p.m. Go see Riddle of the Mummy. It is really fucking good. I'm absolutely jazzed for this. It's been a quite a process getting this put together, and it is going to be fantastic. I think that's all I've got.
Not my shows, but see if you can catch any of what's left of Horror Fest. They put on a fucking fantastic show.
You guys.
Yes.
You guys. This Thursday, November 1st, Give to the Max website becomes available.
Oh, fuck yes.
We haven't talked about it much. We should have talked about it on this podcast.
It's a good time.
Well, I mean, I don't feel like we can go seriously into in depth.
But we can
right
definitely
now.
Touch on
but,
that.
But yeah, Give to the Max. Fearless Comedy Productions is participating in Give to the Max, which is a local opportunity for nonprofits to raise more money. People donate money, get a certain number of donations, you get tickets, you get extra opportunities to win more money and or scholarships or hit matching grants.
This year more than ever.
Yeah. There's a lot. So that website becomes available on the 1st. Are we all on different teams?
Yes.
I'm on the monster team.
I'm on Face Your Fearless. I've volunteered to pick up things that scare me, among other things.
Oh, God. I'm super excited for your team, honestly.
I'm in Fearless Follies.
Mm. Yeah, you are.
A bunch of people doing shit that I... I'll just say this. The job description for Fearless Follies is on a scale of 1 to salsa.
Yes. Awesome.
That is, yeah.
We're all on different teams, so we will pimp those as appropriate. But mark it in your calendars now. Mm-hmm. November 15th. That is a Thursday. Mm-hmm. That is the massive Give to the Max Day of Doom, where we try to raise even more funds than we have already raised, although we want to continue raising funds ahead of time. So help out with that. But we will also be doing a speakeasy. Club Revolution. Mm. That will be happening at the Mounds Theater. I don't remember
this is so fucking swank.
Times, but we will have a variety of things for you to do. If you enjoy the vaudeville show, buckle up, bitches, because it gets bigger this year. There will be gambling, in quotes, because you can't actually gamble at a fundraiser for a nonprofit. There are things tied into and involved with that, legalities, whatever. So just show up and play some gambling games.
Yeah.
But there are things that you can win for those gambling things, mostly clues. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we'll have a little quest for you, and then we will have a whole shit ton of acts that we'll be performing.
Whoa, yeah.
Whole buddy. Mm-hmm. More on that next week, though, when we can really get into it. So, yeah, that's all I really needed to pimp for now.
Cool. Anything, James?
Beyond that? Other than what I've already said, nothing at the moment.
Cool.
Cool.
All right. Thank you so very much for listening. Thank you again to everybody who sent in a Fast Five. Thank you again to Evan for sending us the postcards, even though everything got fucked up. I blame...
Salsa, blame Salsa.
I'll blame James.
Oh, mother.
No, I'm sorry. It's your turn.
Oh, that's fair.
Okay.
It's never my turn.
You own the podcast.
You can make it up to me by coming over and watching anime.
Yay!
That's adorable.
I know,
right? You guys are so cute.
You never call anymore. We both are unemployed. Why are we not hanging out like every day?
Seriously, what the fuck is you guys' problem?
Tomorrow sounds good.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Actually, tomorrow doesn't sound good. I have two interviews and a haircut.
Two bits?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for listening. We are going to get out of your ear holes now, and we will come back at you next week. In the meantime, eat the fucking cake.
I love you. Bye, bye, bye.
Skip. Take it away, Salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.